Hello, and welcome to the Young Americans Radio Show. My name is India.
And I'm Michelle.
And we are two Americans studying abroad in Cortona, Italy.
Today, we're going to play some R&B, hip-hop-esque music we enjoy listening to and share our experiences from university and our time here abroad.
And this is Mac Miller, Good News.
The whole day in my head, do a little spring cleaning. I'm always too busy dreaming. Well, maybe I should wake up instead. A lot of things I regret, but I just say I forget. Why can't it just be easy? Why does everybody need me to stay? Oh, I hate the feeling when you're high but you're underneath the ceiling. Got the cards in my hand, I hate dealing. Yeah. Get everything I need and I'm gone. But it ain't stealing. Can I get a break? I wish that I could just get out my goddamn way. What is there to say? There ain't a better time than today. Trying to figure everything out, and all I do is say sorry. Half the time I don't even know what I'm saying it about. Good news, good news, good news, that's all they wanna hear. No, they don't like you when I'm down. So different. What's the difference when it ain't that bad? It could always be worse. I'm running out of gas, hardly anything left. Hope I make it home from work. Well, so tired of being so tired. Well, I gotta build something beautiful just to go set it on fire. Sound like the truth, maybe cause it ain't. I just love the way it sound when I say, yeah, it's what I do. If you know me, it ain't thing new. Wake up to the moon, haven't seen the sun in a while, but I heard the sky's still blue. Yeah, heard they don't talk about me too much no more. Some other time.
Indy and I are the only seniors in the spring cohort for Crotona.
Mm-hmm.
But we have a lot of things we learned throughout these years. And my first question to India, why did we go to college?
Well, I feel like going to college, especially for me, was kind of just the expected thing to do. Like, I didn't know what else I would have done had I not gone to college. I mean, what about you?
I knew that I wanted to work for a company that had a lot of people, and just being in that, like, really not so competitive, but like very driven environment.
Mm-hmm.
And the college I saw was like the road to get there.
Yeah.
And I wanted to ask you what your major was.
Oh, I am an entertainment media studies major, so that's film production and all that good stuff. But that wasn't always my major. I've changed my major 5 times, actually, and it was quite the journey to get to where I am today. I mean, I changed my major once before even coming to college, and they let you do that in America. It's just fun times. And so I was education majors and math majors, and I thought I went to rule the world and do politics, but now I just want to make movies and have fun.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
When did you decide to become an entertainment studies major?
Oh, it was super late in the game and for me, and I think it was probably my sophomore year or something like that. I mean, so it wasn't the first thing that I thought of, but I'm glad I'm here. What's your major, Michelle?
I am a finance and marketing double major.
Double major. What does that entail?
Honestly, not as much of a course load as one might think.
Mm-hmm.
But the reason why I wanted to do finance and marketing is because finance has like a math background, but then marketing has more creative strategy type project associated with it. And they're both in the business college, so there's a lot of overlap there.
Yeah.
But I also have a similar background in which I changed my major like 5 times. I really didn't enjoy it. It was like...
No, it's never easy to change your major.
And nobody tells you.
Like, no, exactly. Like, it's always, you have to discover everything yourself.
Yeah, and I feel like back in high school, everybody just tried to go into like college, and that was the big thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't really specific to any type of hobby or major, but in college is like when you definitely have to figure that out for yourself.
Absolutely. And so up next we have Elsie, Introverted.
Streamed it to pop the CD in. I just want my grandmama to see me win. Stumbled on top of Rocky Road, but Glocks reload. Me and my ego box, we throw punches, he knocked me cold. Off my toes and heels, if I was on my feet, I wouldn't have chosen cheap frozen meals and overdraft accounts over closing deals. My life's a cinema, I'm just now exposing reels. But why would they want me to blow? They know when explosion kills. What's behind enemy lines? They get plenty rewinds, infinity times, infinite infinity signs. You got some shit, but wait till mine's drop. It's priceless, it can't be conned by a pawn shop. You wish we could mind swap. This grown man put his destiny in his own hand, dreaming our own land while struggling with his phone plan. And I'm just trying to pick up on my calling by eyeballing what it takes to feel like a giant versus the sky falling. You're bound to fall if you walk before you try crawling. The same as not having things in your name looking fly balling. Dear fans, I wrote this around empty beer cans in the mix, getting twisted like engineer hands with mere grins and outdated gear brands. After every year spans, another tear lands. I had to disappear. It's probably something y'all don't wish to hear. I'm just putting you up on game, like whispering all in my little sister ear. Finding pics inside an unfixed brassiere. Cause on a low, I had to stand before a judge. I caught a charge, now the file is at my peel's fingertips, like a manicure, and it's more. I'm stressed when by far I'm surely grating. Cause I eat when I'm depressed. I'm so sorry for the way. Cause I eat when I'm depressed, I'm so sorry. Ayo, this had to be the intro.
Intro.
Word it.
Word it.
For anyone that's feeling intro. birdie. Hey yo, this had to be the intro. Word it. Out for anyone feeling intro. Word it.
Okay, and we're back. So I have a question for you, Michelle. What were your first expectations going into college? What was your first day like?
Well, my brain was like, let me reinvent myself. So I, you know, I was gonna make many, many new friends, try new things, like just do the most that I could possibly do. And being a very introverted and shy person, this was not a very easy task at all. I had to find my people very slowly. It's a very natural process. Oh, I try to force it.
Yeah, no, UJ is a huge campus. Like, to find your people is a challenge in itself. There's over 37,000 students on campus, and that's just the undergrads. So to find your people is kind of a blessing in disguise. Like, you have to really, like, be going over and under mountains to find those people. Like,
yeah, that's so true. Everybody looks so different, and they have different interests, and they come from such different places in their lives. And there were a lot of people from my high school. What about you?
Oh, the opposite. There were only maybe 5 people from my high school who came to Georgia. And I think that was mostly a situation where, like, you know, people were like, ah, that's not the school that I want to go to. I want to go to this other school. But I came to Georgia, and I'm so glad, because now I met you, and now we're here in Cortona.
Yeah. I'm happy you went to UGA. And it's very easy for big high schools, if they all go to the same college, it's easy to stick with your friends. But I think advice for people that are starting school is just to, you know, branch out and just, like, talk to anyone and everything.
Absolutely. You can never grow if you stay the same.
That is true.
Yep.
So next up, we have The Weeknd. Or, no, we don't. We have I Like It.
I like stunning, I like shining, I like $1 million deals. Where's my pen? Bitch, I'm signing. I like those Balenciagas, the ones that look like socks. I like going to the Tula, I put rocks all in my watch. I like sexes from my exes when they want a second chance. I like proving niggas wrong, I do what they say I can't. They call me Cardi, Cardi, banging body, spicy mommy, hot tamale, hotter than a Somali. Virgo, Ferrari, hop up the stool, jump in the coupe. Big dip on top of the roof, flexing on bitches as hard as I can. Eating halal, driving a Lamb. So that bitch, I'm sorry though. Got my coins like Mario. Yeah, they call me Cardi B. I run this shit like cardio. Diamond district in the chain. Certified, you know I'm gang, 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 gang. Drop the top and blow the brand. Oh, he's so handsome. What's his name?
Chambean, chambean, pero no jalan. Tú compras todas las Jolambo, a mí me las regalan. I spend in the club, what you have in the bank. This is the new religion bank, el latino gang. Está toda servieta, pero es que en el closet tengo mucha grasa. Ya mudé la Gucci pa' dentro de casa, yeah. Cabrón, a ti no te conoce ni en plaza. El diablo me llama, pero Jesucristo me abraza. Guerrero como Eddie, que viva la raza, yeah. Me gustan boricua, me gustan cubana. Me gusta el acento de la colombiana. Como me ve el culo la dominicana. Lo rico que me chinga la venezolana. Andamos activos, perico, pim, pim. Billetes de 100 en el maletín. Que retumbe el bajo, Bobby Valentín, yeah. Aquí prohibido amar, dile Charitín. Que per pico le tengo claritín. Yo llego a la disco y se forma el motín.
Diamond District in the chat. Certified, you know I'm gang, 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 gang. Drop the top and blow the brand. Oh, he's so handsome, what's his name? Close the curtains.
Celia Cruz tengo el azúcar. Tú que va medio y se fue de pecho como Ginny Luca. Te vamos a tumbar la peluca y arranca pa'l carajo, cabrón, que a ti no te va a pasar la boca. Mi tele y Valenciaga me reciben en la entrada. Pa 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 para, sí, like I'm Lady Gaga. Y no te me hagas, que en cover de Billboard tú has visto mi cara. No salgo de tu mente, donde quiera que viajes, escuchado mi gente. Ya no soy high, soy como el testa rosa. Soy el que se la vive y también el que la goza. Goza, goza, es la cosa, mami, es la cosa. El que mira sufre y el que toca goza.
I said I like it like that.
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 Diamond district in the chain.
I said I like it like that.
Set a fire, you know I'm gang.
I said I like it like that.
Drop the top and blow the brand.
I said I like it like that.
Oh, he's so handsome, what's his name?
So, India, we were talking about earlier of finding our people in college. Mm-hmm. How do you find real friends?
That's a really tough question. And I feel like the easy answer is just to be yourself. But that's really hard. Like, how do you stay being yourself all the time? It's a challenge. I mean, what do you think?
I find it very hard to be myself. And I have to be really comfortable with a certain person mm-hmm. or a group of people mm-hmm. to fully let my, you know,
your freak flag fly.
Yes,
yeah.
I am a weird person. but I do find that my friend group changes slightly year to year, but I have found some really, really good friends, and it happened kind of by chance, but the girls that I live with back home, there's three of them, mm-hmm. Kristen, Jessica, and Sonia, and they're just like the kindest people, and we all do such different things.
Yeah.
My friend Jessica, she's going to be pre-med, and also she is going to be a gynecologist.
Mm-hmm.
And then my friend Kristen, she's doing law. And my friend Sonia is a business major like me. But
wow, the full spectrum.
Yeah. At night, we would just get together and talk about our days. And it's just so varied. And it's so great. We have so many ideas.
Absolutely. And I feel like you kind of need some diversity in a friendship. Because if everyone's the same, then like, how are you going to like bounce off of each other and like have fun and like make those like weird, you know, like videos and like those weird stories and those weird connections. I feel like that's important.
Yeah, yeah. What about you? Who do you hang out with?
I feel like my friend group changes on like a daily basis because I love to be alone, and that's kind of a crutch for me. But I also love to like be with people, and so I have like a huge group of people that I volunteer with called Impact. And so we just all hang out and party and have fun, and we volunteer as well, and it's kind of a wholesome experience.
So I remember you telling me a little bit more about Impact.
Well, Impact is a service learning organization, and we go to different parts of the U.S. and we work on different projects, and we help maybe with like affordability issues or environmental issues. And so I led three, and I've had a lot of fun, and I've learned and grown so much now that I'm looking back on it. It's just a really nice experience.
Awesome. So next up we have The Weeknd by SZA and Calvin Harris.
You say you got a girl, how you want me when you got a girl? Feeling is reckless, of knowing it's selfish, knowing I'm desperate, getting on in and love, falling all over love. I do it till it's last, hanging out the back, all of me go last. Like, is you coming home? Is you out with her? I don't care long as you here by 10:30, no later than. Satisfied. just say I'm in the mood for a little bit more that. I mean, I'm saying what kind of these is 2 days. I need me at least by 4 of them, more of them. Missing on these days, what you've been waiting for? 10:30, no later than drop them drawers. I know what you want. My man is your man. Hurt is her man too. My man is your man. Hurt, that's her man. Tuesday and Wednesday, Thursday and Friday, I just keep him satisfied.
That aren't really talked about in college are stressful periods. And yeah. I was just wondering, in your time,
mm-hmm.
what was the most stressful?
Oh, okay. The most stressful, this was all of my own making too. It was all in my head, but I'm going to have to say the most stressful was this first semester, like maybe my sophomore year. I had this professor and I thought the world of him. I thought he was so great. I thought everything. And he was like super knowledgeable. He was at the end of his career, so he'd already like written all of his books and everything. And I sat in his classroom the first day and I thought, whoa, I'm never gonna live up to any expectations he might have of me. And so I was so stressed during that point, I almost considered dropping out of that class.
What?
Yeah. And I fortunately didn't end up dropping out, and I feel like I really like grew so much, and I didn't know. And I feel like I'm keep talking about growth, but I just, college is a very time of growth for me personally. Yeah. What about you?
Yeah, no, I also felt that, but in a later part of my college career, it was during the time where we're all scrambling for internships, and they occur during the summer. It's a 8 or 12 week program where we're small adults, and we go into the workplace and we help out with just things that we want to do. It's like a little glimpse of what a real full-time job would be.
Mm-hmm.
So during that time, fall semester, we are booking interviews with companies and also taking on a full course load. My schedule was already pretty packed, so I took a lot of like really early morning telephone calls, and I was still learning how to like speak formally and kind of present myself. I didn't really develop my personal brand yet.
Yeah.
And I mean, I still have a kind of unclear picture of what that is right now, but it had to be one of my like most stressful semesters yet. And I think it taught me so much about how I act under pressure, and also time management, because my energy gets drained really, really quickly when I...
It's so easy to just let it all go, and especially when you're managing two schedules, totally different, work and school. So, I mean, I can only imagine.
Yeah, and I think my biggest takeaway, I guess, was just to establish more realistic expectations of myself. I can't be a straight A 4.0 student and also have a really pop-in social life and also get 8 hours of sleep. Like, that's, something's gotta be given up.
Something's gotta give, yeah.
Yeah, something's gotta give. And I just like kind of set more realistic expectations for myself, and then I became a much happier individual, and people saw it and how joyful I was during interviews, and they're like, oh wow. So
Yeah, that's amazing. Somehow. And I'm really glad. And I hope you had a great internship.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, so do you want to...
Up next, we have J. Cole, TLC, Crooked Smile.
They tell me I should fix my grill because I got money now. I ain't gonna sit around in front like I ain't thought about it. A perfect smile is more appealing, but it's funny how this crooked, look at how far I done got without it. I keep my twisted grill just to show the kids it's real. We ain't picture perfect, but we worth the picture still. I got smart, I got rich, and I got still. And they all look like my eyebrows, thick as hell. Love yourself, girl, or nobody will. Though you a woman, I don't know how you deal with all the pressure to look impressive and go out in heels. I feel for you, killing yourself to find a man that'll kill for you. You wake up, put makeup on, stare in the mirror, but it's clear that you can't face what's wrong. No need to fix what God already put his paintbrush on. Your roommate yelling, why you gotta take so long? What it's like to have a crooked smile. No, it's hard, my darling. You wonder why you're lonely and your man's not calling. You keep falling victim cause you're insecure. And when I tell you that you're beautiful, you can't be sure. Cause he don't seem to want you back and it's got you asking. So all you see is what you lack and not what you packing. Take it from a man that loves what you got. And baby girl, you a star, don't let him tell you you're not. Now is it real? Eyebrows, fingernails, hair, is it real? If it's not, girl, you don't care. Cause what's real is something that the eyes can't see, that the hands can't touch, that them bras can't be in that shoe. Never let them see your friend. And if you need a friend to pick you up, I'll be around. And we can ride with the windows down, the music loud. I can tell you ain't laughed in a while, but I wanna see that creepy smile. People on the screen, you know the movie stars, picture perfect beauty queens. But we got dreams and we got the right to chase them. Look at the nation, that's a crooked smile, braces couldn't even straighten. Seem like half the race is either on probation or in jail. Wonder why we inhale, cause we inhale already. I ask if my skin pale, would I then sell like Eminem or Adele? Well, one more time for the veil, and fuck all of that beef. Let's make a meal. Hey officer, man, we don't want nobody getting killed. Just open up that cell, let my brother out of jail. I got money for the bail now, and well now. If you're asking, will I tell now? Hey, hell nah, I ain't snitching, cuz man, they get up stitches now. If you was around and you wouldn't need a witness now. How you like this crooked smile?
On my way, on my way, on my way down. On my way, on my way, on my way down.
That crooked smile.
Was trying to keep me way down, but like the sun,
no,
you know I'm on my way down.
Michelle, I have a question for you. You mentioned earlier that you have a personal brand, but what does it mean to be more than just a student?
You know, I've been slowly, you know, picking up bits and pieces and trying to develop my personal brand, but I find that it's just like not involving academics or professional like any of that at all.
Sure.
And I think my friends really encouraged me to like take up other hobbies, and I did. I've been trying new things, and recently this past semester I took a boxing class.
Boxing?
Boxing.
Like with the knuckles and the punching?
Like imagine me boxing. And it was kind of amazing. I felt really, really good afterwards, and also just like a workout class, like a group setting.
Yeah.
Everyone's so encouraging. I just felt like, you know, like really, really invigorated. But that's besides the point. That's a really good hobby to have, like physical exercise. Try it.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
I have been trying like some things in my childhood that I've just like neglected because I was busy studying, busy doing extracurriculars. But I've been picking up like singing and also like picking up vlogging. So now vlogging. I do it.
I love your vlogs. You're always like with a camera just shooting the most beautiful things. I've seen the first 3 minutes of one of your vlogs. It's beautiful. It's amazing. I love it so much.
Thank you. My memory's not that good, so when I watch back on those videos, I'm like, that was a time in my life, and I really enjoyed it. And also, the stand-up scene in Athens is amazing. I went to one of those like late night stand-up comedy shows, and it was so funny, and I think I'm gonna try my hand at stand-up. That's gonna take a long time.
I mean, even just getting on the stage is like a hard part. I think my freshman year, I did an open mic night, and I read like a song just straight from my phone because I didn't have anything prepared, and my friends were all like, go, go, go. And so I read the song. It was super fast, and I have a picture somewhere. But like the toughest part was just getting on the stage and going for it.
Yeah. That is definitely the hardest part. And also just like starting, people are so, so encouraging, but it almost acts like, oh no, I can't live up to their expectations for some reason. Oh
man, expectations. Just trying to live up to other people's expectations. I mean, we got to get to our expectations first.
That is so true. So next up we have
Tara Jr., Yamaguchi.
Rejection. Not used to fighting for affection. You line them up and make your selection. Good for you, good for you. Love a little blood on my teeth. When I cut them on your insecurities. Hope she made you feel everything you need. Good for you. Pretty sure I'm amazing. Pretty sure you know. But you kept me waiting. Now you have to go, go. 360, Christy Yamaguchi. Flip the script, make that shit a movie. You got choosy, now you can't screw me. Little bitch, little bitch. 360, Christy Yamaguchi. Flip the script, make that shit a movie. You got choosy, now you can't screw me. Little bitch, little bitch. Call me Christy Yamaguchi. I'm in the sky like I'm Lucy. But I don't wear timers. Fuck a star, I was already shining. I could show you how to lose me. Introduce me to your friends, they like who she. Bring a fork when you spoon me. Good for you, pretty sure I'm amazing. Pretty sure you know. But you kept me waiting. Now you have to go, go. 360, Christy Yamaguchi. Flip the script, make that shit a movie. You got choosy, now you can't screw me. Lil' bitch, lil' bitch. 360, Christy Yamaguchi. Flip the script, make that shit a movie. You got choosy, now you can't screw me. Lil' bitch, lil' bitch.
Look at me, look at me, look at me, look at me.
I'm all on my own now.
Look at me, look at me, look at me, look at me.
No missed calls on my phone now.
Look at me, look at me, look at me, look at me.
Washing my dirty laundry.
Look at me, look at me, look at me, look at me.
I could be
bitch, little bitch. 360, Christy Yamaguchi. Flip the script, make that shit a movie. You got choosy, now you can't screw me. Little bitch, little bitch.
And we are back. So college is a very stressful time. So what do you do, Michelle, to de-stress?
So when I'm in college, I have a great group of friends and we all love food. It is very close to our hearts.
Yes.
So I have this one friend that really, really loves cooking, mm-hmm. and her boyfriend also does. So they make the most delicious food. And we kind of like structure our holidays like Thanksgiving and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. We do get off, but we try to celebrate beforehand. So
That must be nice to have like a live-in chef, you know, just someone always like cooking and like being homey and domestic. Like, that's so nice. Yeah.
They always have leftovers. I'm like, are you guys gonna eat that? Because I want that. But outside of college, I try to reconnect with my grandma and grandpa. I really, really enjoy talking to them because they offer such great life advice.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like older people are such a source of wisdom. My grandma, she's a DJ, and I just like look up to her so much. She just like spins her Cuban tracks and travels the world, and I'm like, oh my god, I want to be you when I grow up. And so I just feel like that's just such like a wholesome place to get your de-stressing going on.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, when I'm in college, my de-stress is I just lock myself in my room, no phone, just my TV with a bag of chips like the size of my head. And I ignore everything for like a good, you know, night, and I spend it by myself, and I just listen to myself and I watch TV, and it's perfect. And that's how I get rid of all my stress, and it's a great night for me. Like, I don't need to go out, I don't need a drink.
Mm-hmm.
I just need my TV.
Yes. Do you plan this beforehand, or is it like, I need this to be my day?
Oh, I feel like it's a planned thing. Like, I know, like, I'm going to need a day at the end of the week, you know? So I, like, people might invite me to things, and I'm like, maybe I'll see, but I'm really not going to go. And I would love much rather just to stay in my bed with my big blanket, cuddled up with the TV.
Yes. And also, you saying that just reminds me of, like, this thing that I'm trying to slowly learn, but it's just the act of saying no. Like, sometimes you just don't want to show up to a social event, and no one's really going to think less of you.
No.
Like, yeah.
It's just saying no is, like, such a powerful thing, and you just have to learn how to say, because it's hard. I feel like we're taught to accept everything and to be nice to everyone, but that gets exhausting really fast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I... Well, that, and also one last thing for a de-stress. If you ever are feeling like a full body cleanse, you should go to your local spa. Or this past semester, I went with my friend to a Korean spa.
Mm.
And it was very interesting. There were a lot of older women, but I feel like my girlfriend and I, we just bonded so much. And it was also really great just to be like in a bath in a very hot very hot temperatures.
Oh yeah, just like steaming it up in the tub. I mean, what better bonding experience could you think of?
Yeah, and it's like a full day where you just, you know, just bathe around, have a very lazy day, and those are the best days.
Oh yeah, I could totally get behind that. Okay, and so up next we have Miguel Banana Clip.
Gotta love, it won't stop. It's that extender.
So we are nearing the end of our graduation of college. And so I just wanted to ask you, what have you learned?
What have I learned?
Yeah.
I've learned a lot. I've kind of just learned more about myself, like not like the subjects and stuff like that we are taught in school, but just like how I work, like what I find important. And I will make time for the things that I value, like my family and my hobbies and stuff like that. And like the addition of people is always great, but I will always have my core group of friends. And
absolutely. I feel like the most important things that you learn in college aren't things that you learn in your class. It's the people around you that really kind of set off what you really learn in college. And I feel like I've learned the same things. It's just being true to yourself, being kind to yourself, and trying to live the best life you can. I mean, because it's hard sometimes, but you really got to go for it.
Yeah, well, we'll see in like 20 years. We'll have it figured out.
Sure. I mean, I thought when I was, you know, 5 years old, I thought I'd have it all figured out by now, but you just keep figuring it out. It's a process.
Yeah, honestly, I think this year I've been more reflective, like, about everything, like the future, the past, and just like reevaluating what I think and my values. And it's really important. It's also, I can say that this is one of the hardest years because it's just the transition to adulthood.
Yeah.
I'm not used to doing a lot of things, and there's a lot of things I find comfort with in Athens. And I'm sure like everyone's college town is just like, there's a sense of home. There's a sense of belonging as well.
Yeah.
And we'll see, just like uprooting our entire lives and just starting from scratch with new people, new friends. And
well, not entirely from scratch, because you have your core friend group that you can always
rely on.
You are
so right. Absolutely. You are exactly right.
And so up next we have Tiana Taylor, Rose in Harlem.
Been through more than a little bit, been through more than a little bit, but I ain't calling no names out, no free promotion, nah, I ain't late, I don't do due dates, no sneak diss, no sneak shit, that's just how I was raised, had to get it out the soil, I've been down, I've been loyal, when you really hold it down, niggas ain't even really down for ya, oh no, what a shame, 10 years in a game, niggas like you ain't hot, you ain't pop, yes, up with you and yay. Calling no names out, no free promotions. If it ain't about blessings, I can't even address it. I just bought my third house, no album out, and I got a mask. What do she do? I do everything, I move everything. Put that on my wedding ring, put that on my baby name. All these fake smiles, these chicks must just came from a dentist. I can tell it ain't genuine, I get so offended. Up to it, be the ones.
Before we play the last song, I just have a list of thank yous to do. So we want to say thank you to Radio In Country in Blue.
Listen on 88.4 and 92.8 FM, www.radioincountry.org to stream anywhere, anytime.
And I just wanted to say thank you to Michelle for being such a lovely talking partner to me today.
Thank you.
Yes. And for our last song, we have Ocean, Graduate.
I'm just trying to graduate. May 17th, a queen can't wait. I'ma take flights to Kuwait. And my whole life about to be a long ass break. I'm still working every goddamn day. Cause a young queen gotta get paid. Aunt Sally may want her shit back today. Goddamn. But I stay blessed. Yes, E-Ray IJ. Late nights, but we wake up late. Chef in the stew from the moment that we wake.
Rainforest. Me too. Finish school, kids.